بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson we commence with the incident of Sayyiduna Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام as a young boy growing up amongst his people. And we know that his nation or his tribe were known for idol worship. They were not muwahidun. They did not believe in one God, one deity. And how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proves to them that the worship of just one Allah, one deity, this is the only logical, rational, sensible thing to do. And it does not make sense to worship idols or to worship some heavenly bodies, the star, the sun, the moon, etc. So Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا. That remember when Ibrahim said to his father Azar, are you taking idols as your deities? And here Mufassirin have discussed the actual name of the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Many Mufassirin are of the opinion that his name was in fact Azar. This was his birth name or the name given to him by his parents. And others are of the opinion that his name was Tarah or some other name. And Azar was a title that was given to him. And in fact Azar was the name of an idol of theirs. And why was the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam known by the name of this idol? Because he would tend to this idol, he would take care of it, and he would always be with this idol, he would clean it, he would worship it, etc. So he became known by the name of this idol. Nevertheless, whether this was his birth name or not, but he was known as Azar. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father Azar, أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا, that do you people take idols as your deities? إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, I view you and your people to be in clear error, clear misguidance. In other words, this is not something that is difficult even for a young boy like myself to realize, that you are worshipping idols, these things that do not have any power, they cannot benefit, they cannot harm, they cannot even protect themselves. So this is something that is clearly incorrect, and this is clear misguidance. Regarding this observation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah then says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Just as this incident had taken place, Allah says, we showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the kingdom of the skies and the earth. What is meant by this is that we gave him the ability to observe the skies and the earth and these great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we gave him the ability to understand from here the power and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person sees the skies, the earth, the heavenly bodies, the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not every person has been blessed with the ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind all of these things. So Allah says, we gave this ability to Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, so that he can be from those who have conviction and who are convinced of the oneness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was his capability, his ability as a young man. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in using three examples how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam very subtly and very beautifully pointed out to his people that worshipping the heavenly bodies is something illogical, irrational. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا. When night had come, then Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a star in the sky. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. So in full view of his people, he makes a statement and he says that this is my Rabb, pointing to the star in the sky. So his people felt that perhaps he is with us. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ. But when that star then disappeared, as happens, a person looks up into the sky at night, at times he may see a certain star, but at times if there is a cloud that comes, or that star now moves away, then he can no longer see it. So when the star disappeared, قَالَ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, لا أحب الآفلين. I do not like to worship those things which disappear. In other words, if I want to worship something, it must be constant, it must always be there, and It cannot be something that goes through this process of change, where one day it is there, the next day it is gone. Or one day I can see it, the next day I can't see it. So like this, he made his people think. Then, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا, when he saw the moon coming into appearance or coming into view, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي, he says that perhaps this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ, but then when the moon moved out of sight, like when the sun rises, now a person can no longer see the moon. قَالَ, then Ibrahim a.s. said, لَإِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ, that if my Rabb does not guide me, then I will definitely be from those who are astray. In other words, this also is not worthy of my worship. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً, then when he saw the sun rising, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ, he says, perhaps this is my Rabb. This is in fact the greatest of all these heavenly bodies. It is larger than the stars, larger than the moon. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ فَلَتْ, then when the sun set, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ, he said, oh my people, I am free from that which you ascribe and associate as partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have now realized that these things are not worthy of worship. And here again Mufassirin posed the question that how is it possible for a Nabi, although this was prior to Nubuwat, but how is it possible for him to claim that the stars are his, or the star is his deity, or the moon is his deity, or the sun is his deity? So they explain that he did not really believe in this, but he was merely using this as a tactic to show his people the foolishness and the illogical nature of worshipping these things. So in this way he points out to them that these heavenly bodies, they go through a process of change. They are restricted and they are restricted to time and to space. In other words, they occupy a certain space and then they move from there. They occupy a different space. So this shows that they are incomplete, they are incapable, they are weak. They are restricted to time and space. Therefore, he says to them, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا, I have rather turned my attention to the one who created the skies and the earth. Hanifa, meaning I turn away from all falsehood, and I only incline towards the truth. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am not from those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until today, ulama of aqeedah, and those who have written in the science of aqeedah, they use this very same concept of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to show that anything that is restricted by time and space, this has to be created. It cannot be the creator, it cannot be the divine being. Why? Because time and space, this is also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants to worship or wants to take something as a deity, then he will have to look beyond these things. He will have to find some being that is the creator of these things, the creator of time, the creator of space, the creator of these heavenly bodies, no matter how great the sun, the moon, the stars may be. But these things are not suitable and do not have the attributes necessary to be worshipped by insan. Very beautifully Ibrahim alayhi salam points this out to his people, and like this many people were then convinced and they began to worship one Allah. So this was the da'wah given by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Many lessons that come out of here. Time is limited, but from this we can understand, and we've mentioned this many times before also, that when it comes to the proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this does not necessarily require us to use verses of the Quran, but any person with a sound mind, a person with sound intellect, who is willing to see the truth, and who is willing to think for himself, if a person explains to him logically, rationally, and tries to make sense of it to him, then every person will be forced to accept that of course we cannot worship more than one deity, and we cannot worship these heavenly bodies, but there has to be some being, some deity who is greater than this, whether we call him Allah or whether the person doesn't even know his name, but there has to be some being that is greater than all of this, that is worthy of worship. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.